Krishna. When we come to spiritual life, while practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, as the very name suggests, Vaidhi means, it comes from the word Vidhi. Yeah. So one name of Brahma is Vidhi. Why Brahma is given the name Vidhi? Because he gives the Vedic scriptures to the living entities and teaches them what rules to be followed in order to attain Krishna. So there is a tug of war while following the Vaidhi Bhakti in one's heart between the right things and the pleasurable things. For a small child, playing all day cricket is pleasurable. But the right thing for him is to do his studies also. Then parents are happy that he's studying well and getting good marks and everything. Similarly, for a living entity in the human form of life, the pleasurable things are to chase after the sense gratification in the world. And the right thing is to prepare for the final exam, which is death, to be able to remember Krishna, to go back to Godhead. So, most of the human beings you will find in this world are chasing after the pleasurable things. And they are irresponsible in human form of life. Even though they may be a doctorate from a great university, even though they may be given abundant money, home and comfort and luxuries and facilities by Krishna, even after having everything in their life, still most of the people in the world are chasing after sense gratification, forgetting their duty in human form of life. But if somebody got a human body and somehow or other he had a little spiritual inclination due to which he was brought to Krishna consciousness, he is considered very fortunate. But after coming into the path of Krishna consciousness, again this tug of war will continue between the right and the pleasurable. Like when people come to Krishna consciousness, there are many pleasurable things in this moment and there are right things also in this moment. So, Krishna consciousness is a body-mind-soul program. It is not only oriented towards just the soul alone, Prabhupada said, save the drowning man, not save just the coat. But we just don't say only the drowning man devoid of his coat, otherwise he'll be nude. He'll be crying, hey, give me my coat, and he'll feel very shy, isn't it? Similarly, we don't say only the soul, forget about his mind, forget about his body. We don't say that, we save the body, mind, soul. So, the path of Bhakti Yoga is Kaya, Vacha, Manasa, all the three. So all the three are required. At the same time, in Kaya, Vacha, Manasa, there are also material things to which these are connected also. That is why for a devotee, the material and spiritual, they are not separable. Like we want the devotee's body to be healthy. We want the devotee to be mentally peaceful. We want the devotee to be able to do one's duties nicely, whether one is doing a job or one is doing studies. So that one is able to focus on Krishna consciousness ultimately. But in this tug of war of pleasure and right, sometimes one can become too materialistic. Or one can become too spiritual minded only. Some devotees say, forget about all these material things, they're all maya. Just you chant, dance and go back to Krishna. Then there are others who say that, we should take care of the body, we should take care of our job or education, we should take care of our prasad. This tug of war can say, sometimes you go to a place, they say that, yes, we'll take care of prasad and they are making 20 course feast. Some places. You should take care of studies. And in one place, they had 3 study tip seminar in 1 week. One place. Like that. And sometimes we should take care of the body and they sleep 8 to 10 hours. On the other hand, somebody in some place you go, they say that only Krishna, nothing else. Just surrender to Krishna as if that very day you are going to go back to Godhead. So, they completely neglect. They don't care about studies, they don't care about health, they don't care about family duties. And they want to increase the spiritual consciousness, and they fanatically try to make programs. You know, go out for preaching, go out on Harinam, you know, do this, do that, and let us ask your prasad. We'll just eat rice and dal, that's all. So, in this way, you can see that one can go to the extremes, and the extremes are never going to lead to happiness. But in general, it is seen in this world, in the Vaidhi Bhakti stage, we don't have much realization of the higher taste. Param drishtva nivartate. Of course, param drishtva nivartate is having seen the higher taste, one can give up the lower tastes, pleasurable things. Now, in the pleasurable things also, there are two things. One is prescribed pleasurable things, and the other pleasurable things which should never be chased after. These two are two different things. So, just like we have prescribed duties, we also have prescribed pleasurable things. So, the Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful path. It combines, happiness for the body, mind, along with the achievement of the soul. So, there cannot be a movement better than this movement, because you can eat nice prasad, you are able to take care of the body, you are also having a community of youths here, and our emotional needs and personal counseling needs are taken care. With all these things, we are focusing on the spiritual goal of life. So if somebody becomes too much materially oriented, they will not be happy in the society of devotees, because they have a leaning towards becoming more and more materialistic. And because this society is not a material society, it's a spiritual society. The goal is ultimately to go back to Krishna. So in order to rise above material leanings, we can do a few homeworks. One is to study about the temporary nature of material world. How this material world is a passing phenomenon. It just stays in front of our eyes for a while, and then zoom, just finished off. Just like you see, we were sitting in a child's body, then we were sitting in a boy's body. Now the body keeps growing. We can see our own bodies in the mirrors. So one has to see the changing phenomenon in this world, like a cloud formation. It keeps on changing the shape. It looks like an elephant, looks like a bungalow, correct? Cloud keeps changing. Similarly, all the material phenomenon around us keeps changing. Body itself is changing. One day it will be taken away, and the naked soul will come out looking, where I have to go next now? So one should always remember, the body will perish one day, and that is 101% sure. Everyone's body is going to face the same destination. Krimi vid bhasma sangeetam, Bhagavatam says. It will become either ashes or stool of some animals, or it will become just mixed with dust, like that. Another thing one should remember in order to rise beyond materialistic attitude is to see the suffering of other living beings. And how we ourselves have been brought out of those sufferings. So when we see other suffering, we can know sanskritification is not leading to happiness. We should be able to practically see it in the world around us. The more the living beings chase after sanskritification, it's like the more the moth entering fire. They are getting frustrated and they are suffering, leading to suicides and leading to broken love and so many things like that. Observing the sufferings, Krishna says, is one of the aspects of philosophy. Janma, mrtyu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. One has to see that. What is the first thing I said? Yes. Dukkhalayam, ashashvatam. That is the first one. Second is janma, mrtyu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. One should observe the sufferings that arise from sense gratification in the world around us. Similarly, thirdly, one should, even without relish, engage dutifully in the devotional prescribed duties. One should not expect that if I do the devotional duties, I should feel ecstasy. Only then I will do it. Oh, that is not possible in this stage. If somebody says, I am joining IIT college, please first give me the engineering certificate, then I will study 4 years. Is it possible? Will any college do that? First you finish. Like similarly, one fellow was going for interview, IIT company interview. So, in the interview he asked, sir, what post will you give me? They said, he will give you GET. How many years? That might be 2 to 3 years. Then what will you make me? No. Then we might make you some junior design executive. That is for how long? Probably 2-3 more years. Then what? Senior design executive will make you. That will go on how many years? Probably another, 4 to 5 years. Then what? Then we might consider making you an M2 level manager. How much will be the salary? They said, first you join our company. Join our company and do some job. Kuch karke to dikhao pahle. You know, you want to know salary of M2 manager, M1 manager level. Are pahle kuch to karo. So one should not have too much expectation in the early stage. Because millions of lives they have been chasing after sense gratification. And now somehow or other we came across some devotees and stumbled across them. And they have picked us up from the gutter of Maya. And they have bathed us and they have placed us neatly in the feet of Krishna through the path of Vaidhi Bhakti. So now if somebody says, Prabhuji, you know, when will I get tears in my eyes? When will hair stand on end? When will, when will I experience ecstasy? Yes, there is time for everything. First you have to do the homework and then it will come. So the initial stage, Vaidhi Bhakti means what? There is no great ecstasy one can feel. We may feel ecstasy once in a while. Sometimes you are in Guru Puja, you feel great ecstasy in the temple. Sometimes you are eating Gulab Jamun, you have another type of ecstasy. Isn't it? So in this way, somebody appreciates you, did some services and you achieved success, you get some ecstasy. So some happiness we may get, but we cannot make much demands, because Vaidhi Bhakti itself means you perform all the duties. Like when you are studying in the college, you don't get any salary. Salary is given after you complete the studies. Correct, no? So Vaidhi Bhakti is like that. Vaidhi Bhakti means you do all the duties. How many? Almost 45-50 papers you study in the college. And only at that time the supply is given by your parents only. Correct? Father sends you money and everything. Then later on, then you earn also. Similarly, the beginning stages, we have a lot of costless mercy coming, because of which you are able to continue. But for attracting that costless mercy, we have to show some endeavors. And then a stage will come when after that life becomes very easy. When the practice becomes very easy. Just like cycling. In the beginning it is difficult. You fall off on this side or that side. You get a wound in the leg or something. But you practice. And then once you practice very well, you can even drive it even taking your hands off also. Isn't it? Very fastly also. So, in the path of bhakti, if you are too materially oriented, we will not be happy while doing Vaidhi Bhakti. Bhakti will appear burdensome, like the chanting of Japa or Mangala Arati or the spiritual classes. Boys who joined boys with some lot of material expectations, they were the most frustrated while living in boys. Because they will think that, alas, now again one more class. Alas, again today, one more day I have to chant my rounds. So that kind of burdensome feeling eventually threw them out. Again they went back into the fire of Maya again. That is why our Natham Sakura singing, Golokera Prema Ghana Harinama Sankirtana Ratina Janmilo Kenitai Samsara Bishanale Devanishiya Jwale Jodaite Nakoinu Upai. He's telling the holy names of Krishna are imported from the spiritual world into this material world. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. On the other hand, I am living in this world where there is a flagrant wild fire of samsara dhavana. Sometimes extreme cold, sometimes extreme heat, sometimes insults, sometimes praises, sometimes physical sufferings, sometimes physical pleasures. In this way, I am being battered by the waves of samsara dhavana. He is saying, judayite nakoinu upai. I really don't have any way to rise above this world of suffering. Although the chanting of the holy name is the only way, but my mind is reluctant to accept this medicine. How unfortunate I am. So portraying a conditioned soul, he is speaking this. A beautiful poem. So, till that higher taste awakens fully, we may have some droplets of higher taste here and there we will experience, which can keep a devotee going on. But a devotee should develop a strong sense of duty in the path of spiritual life. If you are, just like some of you are very responsible in your studies, because you know that parents have sent us money, you know, they are supporting us, we should study nicely, get good marks. And other boys are very careless. You observed in the college? They go to movies, they go to party, they just spend away the time. And then they get poor marks, they get failed marks, and parents are wild. Similarly, some people have a careless nature, some people have a careful nature. So as you have to be dutiful in your studies, you have to be dutiful in your spiritual life also. That sense of duty, sense of responsibility, sense of commitment, sense of responsibility to take care of every one program. Sikshashtakam, you know, 10 offenses, then chanting of the holy name, then Mangalarti. Everything is actually medicinal dose. The doctor says, take one blue pill, green pill, yellow pill. Take that big stout tablet added also. Stout tablet is like hearing program every day. Another stout program is the chanting. And there are some thin tablets also, round ones, long ones, capsule ones. So that is like Mangalarti, Narsingarti. Somebody may think, Narsingarti, go on, I will take a small nap and come back. Sure. If you go to sleep, Narsingarti will roar in your mind, get up, go back and join. Isn't it? So we find that in the Vaidhi Bhakti there is a tendency to take off. So this is not problem in one place. This is problem in all temples also. In temples, in monasteries. You will find in Buddhist monasteries there is a Buddhist teacher who goes with a stick. Anybody dozes, he gives a beating. I get up. The stick like that. Which means the sleeping problem is there when anybody tries to meditate. Yeah, it is not only with Hare Krishna devotees. Whether you are a Buddhist monk or a Christian monk, anywhere. Because the mind is like a monkey, doesn't want to practice the calmness. But you will see those who become very pure and advanced, they have gone beyond the lower natures of Rajoguna, Tamoguna. They have gone to the Sattuguna. You can see their ideal. And there is an ideal platform. There is no doubt about that. Having reached which, you know, you will never come back. Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Padamolam Namunchati. You will never leave the lotus feet of Krishna, it is said. So, you should, and such people living in this world also, not that you have to go back to spiritual world to see them. In this world also, there are pure souls. So, we can take inspiration from great souls and get higher taste by seeing them. And hearing from them, learning from them. And in this way, we can contemplate on the sufferings of the world, contemplate on the sufferings arising from sense gratification. What is the first one I said? Remember the temporary nature of the material world. So these are clues given in Bhagavad Gita. What can help us understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness? Because generally, for us, the material life appears more urgent and spiritual life appears far-fetched. And the matter appears more pleasurable, easily accessible. But Krishna appears far away, although he is supremely pleasurable. Isn't it? So, although the matter is available right next to it to give pleasure, you should brush it aside. And then look towards Krishna. That is Chataka Pakshi. Chataka Pakshi means he will only wait for the rain from the sky. He will not drink the gutter waters on the ground. So, the sense gratification of the world is gutter waters. So, we should look for the pleasure coming from Krishna consciousness. So, the chanting of the holy name, if it is done attentively, this whole Vaidhi Bhakti process will be speeded up. If you do it very attentively. attentive chanting means pressing the clutch. Your speed is going to increase if chanting attentively. But generally what happens, you know, because we are not fully convinced of the spiritual truths, you know, sometimes we are pressing brake also, little bit clutch also, little bit brake also. And sometimes we press only the brake. And we are looking around. You know, before taking spiritual exercise, can I get something immediately? So because of which we don't progress. So, and the faith is increased by paying attention to Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Shastra, Guru, Sadhu, apart from the three which I told you in the beginning. So, if we every day don't take our chanting carelessly, casually, but we become very attentive, then you will see the very swift progress also. How many of you want to swiftly progress to the Raghavanuga stage? Yes. So, you swiftly progress away, then that means, you know, you will also not have to take another body, probably. And also the sufferings of the material will be reduced for you. Correct, no? Because the more you progress, the more you take off from the bodily sufferings which come. Because Maya's nature is, the more you take off, like for example, if there's electric shock on this platform, more you touch it, the attack, you know, to be thrown off somewhere else, isn't it? The more you take off the hand, then no more shock for you. Similarly, Maya is such that you touch Maya, she'll give a shock. You take off Maya, then no shock. And then when you become mature devotee, you can engage Maya in Krishna service. How? Use electricity for lighting and fan and everything. Correct, no? Without just touching it and getting shock, isn't it? But at our stage, if you are not able to engage in Maya and Krishna service, you take off. And just peacefully chant Hare Krishna. Don't indulge with Maya. So this is a very wonderful secret. Only we have to obedience. See, who has obedience? You tell somebody, don't touch Maya, you'll get a shock. Okay, he says, and after you go away, I'll go in a slightly like that. Then one gets a shock. Correct, no? This is a problem. That is why, understand? Very simple example. So the obedience, the dutiful nature, dutifully fulfilling prescribed duties, even before the taste arises. If one does that, taste will come. There is no doubt about that. Prabhupada says one, with one last sentence, I'll conclude. Success is guaranteed for a anybody knows? A rigid practitioner. Success is guaranteed for a rigid practitioner. You can put it in folio, you'll find it. Prabhupada says, success is guaranteed for a rigid practitioner. So Goswamis were rigid practitioners. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Ganadi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a rigid practitioner. Till 12 o'clock he was chanting Hare Krishna every day, sitting under the Imlital, you know. Prabhupada was a rigid practitioner. Morning one day Prabhupada finished his rounds, and there were a group of devotees who were not completing their rounds properly. Prabhupada took the mala and put it in his hand. Now my rounds are over for today. I can't do any damn thing now, like Prabhupada said. Of course, people can give a lot of purpose to this. But what Prabhupada said was, if you have finished your rounds, then only you are free to do other things. One has to complete one's rounds. Even Prabhupada completed it also. So all great souls have been rigid practitioners. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, 10 years he chanted 3 lakh names each day. Haridasa Thakur was a rigid practitioner. Raghunath Das Goswami was a rigid practitioner. You can see the results they got. So all of you, for you have to be rigid practitioner only in the morning program. Morning program, you rigidly practice nicely, then whole day will go very well. And once you become cheerful, happily situated in spiritual life, then only we can attract others into this path. Otherwise, if we are ourselves somebody has drunk Arundel, you know Arundel? Castor oil, you know. If you are not relishing the process, you go and tell the boys, you know, bula rahe program ke liye. Karikram. He will say, Prabhuji, what happened to you, Prabhu? Correct, no? Go and take some rest, Prabhu. So, if they say, you know, please come, today is the program, come. I am ecstatic, you can also be ecstatic, come, let's dance together. Then boys will come running, correct, no? If we are not releasing Krishna consciousness, we can't invite others to join this movement, correct, no? But the key is chanting of the holy name. Chanting has to be done attentively. Even if you are struggling to be attentive, Krishna will be pleased with us. You don't have to be attentive necessarily. We should be struggling to be attentive. A struggling sleeping devotee is much more better than a wide awakened devotee sticking his neck out of the window looking for sense gratification. So, yeah, devotee is struggling to chant. Some of your friends may even tease, yeah, you are dozing, you are sleeping. At least you are, you know, struggling on the right path. What is the use of a karmi friend outside whose eyes are wide awake looking for maya? So, your struggling devotee is much superior to enjoying person in maya. Continue this wonderful struggle. It's a glorious struggle which is very pleasing to Krishna also. But if we give up the struggle and go to maya, we will simply become prey for maya like a moth entering fire. Chant every day. Remember these three things. Chant audibly, pronounce clearly, hear attentively. This is the essence of chanting. So in our stage, these three are more important than mellows and pastimes and everything. That's too far away. You have to do only these three things. Chant audibly. Nowadays I am calling it audibly. If you say loudly, they chant too loudly. So chant audibly. Pronounce clearly. Prabhupada says three things should be engaged. Upper lip, lower lip and tongue while chanting. If somebody is not moving these three things, he is not chanting. Something. No, that's not acceptable. That all the three should move. Prabhupada says that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Upper lip, lower lip and tongue. So, pronounce clearly and hear attentively. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees.